But what's the river Peter mentioned?
Oh, the Geechee River, Flint River.
And do the creeks have names?
I don't know if they do have names. Mm-hmm. There's so many of them. I think it's just the people that live around there that know what the names are.
Is there one in this neighborhood?
No.
Okay. Then what would you call just a small rise in land?
A hill?
Anything smaller than a hill?
No, I don't think so.
What's the thing that you turn on a door?
A knob.
Would you ever use that term for a small rise in
no.
land? Okay. What is the body of water that's to the south of the United States, runs from Florida to Texas?
Oh, my God. well, could be the Gulf.
That's what it is, in fact. All right. The Gulf, Gulf of what?
Oh, my God. Gulf of Mexico?
Yes. How about right. I didn't even know that was a hard one. The thing that's bigger than a hill, a lot bigger.
A mountain.
Mm-hmm. And what's the rocky side of the mountain that drops off?
You say, watch. It's steep. That's what it is.
Watch out! You're about to fall over the
cliff.
And if you had two, there are two
cliffs.
Mm-hmm. Do you know a name for a place up in the mountains where the road goes through, not down in the valley, but up in the mountains?
An overpass? Or no, I guess that's not it.
In old westerns, they might say head 'em off at the
pass.
Yeah. Is that what that means?
Yeah.
What would you call a little slit you might cut in a tree, or a gunfighter might cut one in the handle of his gun?
Oh, a notch.
Would you ever use that to mean a pass in the mountains?
I haven't ever lived in the mountains, so mm-hmm. I wouldn't.
Okay. And then what is a place where boats dock and freight is unloaded?
Docks.
Yeah.
Shipyard.
Mm-hmm. And then a place where a large amount of water falls.
Waterfall.
All right. What are things that roads are made out of?
Asphalt.
Mm-hmm.
Tar.
Mm-hmm.
Cement.
Mm-hmm. Suppose there's one that's not paved at all.
Dirt.
And what if it's just those little bitty rocks?
Pebbles. Well, I don't know what the road would be called. Dirt road.
Okay. Then, if you were driving in from out of state, what would you call those very big roads?
Interstate.
Any other name for that?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. If you're driving along the interstate, what do you call the place where you might pull off?
The exit or the turnoff.
Well, the place, though, that you go to where there might be picnic tables or service stations.
Service area.
Okay. Would it make any difference whether it had a restaurant or not? You'd still call it a service area?
Well, no, I always say check at the next exit and let's see what's there. I mean, I don't ever really call it anything.
Okay, well, the exit is the place where you get off. What's the place where you get back on?
I don't really call it anything. Where you get onto the interstate. I say, where do I get on the interstate?
Okay, fine. Then what are the things painted on the road to help you stay in your lane?
Lines.
All right. And what about if it's a bigger road, you might have a concrete thing in the middle of the road?
A median.
Would you call it something different if it had grass on it?
That's what I think a median is.
Mm-hmm.
I guess other would be just a boundary.
Mm-hmm. Good. Do you have names for any other types of roads that can only be entered or left at certain places, like an interstate?
A highway.
Okay, or maybe just in a city, in a big city. Okay. What are some of the main streets here in Savannah?
Abercorn. Broughton Street. Bay Street. Oglethorpe Avenue. Liberty Street. Whitaker. Waters Avenue. Montgomery Crossroads. Habersham Street, Victory Drive.
Those are all main streets?
Yeah.